Blog Talk Radio.
Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come with an humble heart and a attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving for this another day that you have blessed us to see. Father God, as we come, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And Father, we just want to bless you for who you are, Father, and who we are to you. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, new mercies we see. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you. that you would unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to serve in your kingdom and to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Father God, have your way. You are the potter, we are the clay. So may you and you alone be glorified and your people edified, Father, because your word will never return unto you void, Father, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it out to do, Father God, leaving Satan in a horrified position. And we say thank you and we bless you. Now, Father, we pray that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Welcome back, amen, to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Jesus Christ as Lord and top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you too. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and just so grateful for another day and another opportunity to serve in the Lord's kingdom. This is the day that the Lord God, he has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Amen and amen. We want to bless the Lord. Amen. God is good. God is good. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. And his word, amen, hallelujah, is an everlasting word, an everlasting word. Yesterday, amen, we reflected on the idea and the fact and the reality of how every day is a beautiful day. Every day is a day created by God. Every day, amen, is a day of victory. Amen. Where we should be dropping off the past and entering into a new day, a new week, a new month, entering into a new year, and inevitably entering into a new season. But each day that we go forward, beloved, is a day that we get closer to our death. And that's the reality of the situation. Glory be to God. That nobody wants to talk about, but it's true anyhow. Every day that we live, amen, is a day that we also, amen, die and get closer to real death. Amen. So in lieu of that, amen, we reflected on the idea, amen, and hopefully the encouragement, and you had an opportunity to really do self-examination as to what do we really want out of life and what are we really ready to give, amen, God. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, beloved, hallelujah. The children of Israel was in that same situation, amen, that we are in. What we find out as we live and as we study the word of God, that there's nothing new under the sun. And, you know, God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. When we read in the book of Deuteronomy, beloved, we find out that the Israelites have spent 40 years on a journey that should have lasted 11 days. I mean, that's let me just stop right here. I just want you to just digest that. 'Cause, you know, we say it and we say it. But I want you to really, really think about it. An 11-day trip that took them 40 years. Can you imagine going on vacation, 11-day vacation, You know, maybe you're going, you know, someplace, you know, going to catch a flight. And, you know, you're going to pray that, you know, that your airplane is not going to collide with another airplane. Such as we see happening in today's times. Even if you're going to drive. So maybe it's going to take you 10 hours to get there. But you're going to be gone for 11 days and you're coming back. But that 11-day trip ends up 40 years. In most cases, beloved, the family that you left is not the family that's going to be there when you get back. 40 years, beloved, is, I did the math because 1,000 years is just one day and one day it says 1,000 years. And beloved, I did the math because I'm just a math type of person. And 40 years is, and God is outside of time. We know that God is eternal. But 40 years is just 1 hour in the Lord's time. Ooh, boy, have mercy. So 40 years. And you know what, beloved? It wasn't the distance that stood between them and the promised land. It wasn't because they had to walk a long way, you know, or for thousands of miles. That was not the issue. It was the condition of their hearts that held them up. The condition of your heart will hold you up. It will determine if you're going to arrive, if you're not going to arrive, and how fast you're going to get there. All that is depending on the condition of your heart. God's purpose went deeper than simply transporting a huge group of people to a new land. He was preparing them to worship him alone. They was in training for reigning. He was preparing them not only to worship him alone as the only God, the true God, the one and the living God, but he was also preparing them to live in obedience to him once they arrived. That was the work. That was the work. It wasn't God holding anything up, because God could have made it happen in a New York second. See, but God is not going to move against your will. That's why you always hear me say, and you will always hear me say, is that we're not waiting on God, beloved. God is patiently waiting on us. Don't wear his patience out. What good was the promised land if the Israelites were just as wicked as the nations already living there? The journey was a painful but a necessary part of their preparation. Through it, God taught the Israelites who he was. He was the living God. He was the leader of their nation. He also taught them who they were. They were people who were fallen. They were sinful, prone to rebellion and doubt. He gave his rebellious people the law to help them understand how to relate to him and to other people. Beloved, your spiritual pilgrimage may be lengthy, and you may face pain, discouragement, and difficulties. But remember that God isn't just trying to keep you alive. He wants to prepare you to live a life of knowing and loving him and sharing his life with others. This is why we're living. This is where God is coming from. But what we find out, beloved, and I love the Old Testament. I love the Old Testament because you have to understand the old before you can get into the new. When the children of Israel were in the wilderness for that 40 years, that 40-year journey, it came to an end. It came to an end. Somebody said it comes to an end. Hallelujah. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us, amen, it's a time for this and a time for that. Huh? Glory to time. Hallelujah. Seasons come, seasons go. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to speak, a time to be silent, a time. Well, they entered into the wilderness 40 years ago. Amen. But it had come to an end. Hallelujah. And the Lord commanded the Israelites to take possession of the land that was promised to them. See, God gave them the land. I mean, that was a gift from God. But they still had to take possession of it. Every good and every perfect gift coming from God, but you still got to take possession of it. Already yours, but you got to take possession of it. The blessing is yours. The victory is yours, but you got to take possession of it. The money is yours. The dominion is yours. The ministry is yours. The relationship is yours. It's already yours. It's been yours from the get-go. But you got to take possession of it. That's how faith works. See, because, beloved, amen, where so many of God's people are missing it, they think because it's coming from God, they just sit back and wait for it to arrive. No. You got to go and get it. We keep talking about our ship coming in. One day our ship coming in. Yeah, your ship is coming in, but you got to take some faith and walk to the dock and meet it. Glory be to God. The land just wasn't going to be given to them. God just wasn't going to drop the land in their laps. He just wasn't going to drop the money that you're waiting for, amen, in your lap. Glory be to God. Huh? You got to get up and do something. And this is where the children of Israel were. The children of Israel had to travel. Okay, it was supposed to have been an 11-day journey. Okay, but they had to travel for that. They had to face enormous challenges. It didn't say it was going to be, no, God didn't say you wasn't going to have no challenges. He didn't say that. He just said many are the afflictions of the righteous. God didn't say you wasn't going to have no challenges. He just said he's going to fight with you. He'll be a friend to your friends and an enemy to your enemies. God didn't say you wasn't going to have no challenges. He said, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. God didn't say you wasn't going to have no challenges. Huh? He didn't say that fear wasn't going to be trying to stop you and block you. No, chances are 9 out of 10 times you're going to be scared. You going to be scared, but you got to do it afraid. You got to do it afraid. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Until that fear disappears. So here, the children of Israel, they had to travel. They had to face enormous challenges. They had to settle in and adapt to a new land. But what happened, beloved? We see here. In our scripture, Deuteronomy, chapter number 1, where we are today, and my message to you this morning. The Lord our God said to us at Horeb, you have stayed here long enough at this mountain. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites, go to all the neighboring people in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, along the coast to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon. Verse 8, see, I have given you this land. go in and take possession of the land the Lord swore he would give to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to their descendants after them. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. 40 years in the wilderness, most of them had died out. Most of the old heads was dead. I mean, come on, after 40 years traveling, and some of them was already 30, 40, and 50 years old before they left Egypt. And they're in the wilderness walking around in circles, walking around in disbelief. This is fickle as all get out. And the Lord spoke and he said, all right, you done prayed long enough. See, sometimes we use prayer for an excuse not to move forward. We use prayer as an excuse not to do what the Lord is telling us to do. All right, well, we going to pray. Baby, you've been praying on this issue for the last 40 years. Quit it. The Lord said, you've been here long enough. What was God telling Moses, the Israelites? The same thing God telling you and me in this new year. All right, you done crossed over. Now it's time to take the next step. God is saying it's time to take the next step forward. You've been here long enough. I'm taking you somewhere. I got something for you. I got something I want to give you. It's already yours. Your name is on it, but you got to go, and you got to go and get it. The land is yours. I already given it to you. Glory be to God. The deed is in your name, as far as I'm concerned, but you got to go and get it. And if you don't get your ruckus and start taking some sort of form of action plan to fulfill your destiny, you ain't gonna get it. Even though it's yours, somebody else gonna get it. Somebody else gonna be living on that land. Somebody else gonna be running that business. Somebody else gonna be spending that money. Somebody else gonna be kissing that honey. Somebody else gonna be doing it, baby. Why could you refuse to take the next step? Beloved, in this new year, glory be to God, after we have been silent, amen, heard from God, self-reflection, when we are confident and fully persuaded of the direction that God is telling us, the next step, the next instruction, the next thing that God wants us to do to fulfill our destiny, then we got to get to moving. He said, take the next step. He said, you've been here long enough. You've been, and glory be to God, in this zip code too long. Ah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you've been in this zip code too long. Some of you need to change your physical zip code. See, you so comfortable in that neighborhood, baby. Your time for your time and your season for that neighborhood is over. I know you comfortable with the people and comfortable with your expenses and comfortable, and that's the problem. God trying to take you out your comfort zone. The children of Israel was comfortable in that zip code 40 years in the wrong zip code. 40 years when they were supposed to have been in that zip code for 11 days. A temporary assignment. We walk through the valley. We're not called to live and die in the valley. We're not called to burn mortgages in the valley. God didn't even want them to have a mortgage. We saving up for a mortgage. God don't even mean for you to have none. Glory be to God. He said, I'm giving you the land. But you got to activate some faith. He said, you've been here long enough. Take the next move. Bust a move.
Not only do we need to change, glory be to God, our physical zip code, beloved, because that's the only way some of us going to get out of the drama. That's the only way we're going to be able to disconnect ourselves, see? Because when we move, the drama not going, oh, they ain't going where you going. Because they expect you to come back, amen. No, you ain't coming back. If you want to see me, you got to come up. I'm not coming back. We need to change our spiritual zip code. You don't got right comfy. You don't got right comfy and a season that has expired. You don't got right comfy in doing things the way you've been doing things for the last 40 years. Eating food, the same food you've been eating for the last 40 years. Going to the same places you've been going to for the last 40 years. The same friends and same agenda that you had for the same 40 years. That was the Israelite situation. They got comfortable with doing things the way they've been doing it for the last 40 years, and they was wrong. They was wrong on day one, and they was wrong on day 40, on year 40. The Lord said, you've been here long enough. It's time to take the next step forward. I'm telling you what to do. I'm showing you what to do. There's an assignment. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's an assignment. And the only way you're going to get there, beloved, is by stepping. How did they come out the wilderness? The same way they got in. They stepped in. Now it's time to step out. A lot of you have stepped in some situations, all right? Praise the Lord that you stepped in, all right? That season is up. Now it's time to step out. God is calling you. Some of you have businesses in you, books in you, glory be to God, ministries in you, assignments in you, glory be to God. And it might be something as simple as going next door and telling the people, your neighbors, that you ain't been talking to for the last 40 years, that Jesus loves them. Beloved, what we want to do as a people, and the reason that so many of us are missing, we want to move from A to Z in a single bound. God ain't taking you from A to Z in a single bound. He's taking you from A to B in a simple in single bound. You got to move to B before you can get to Z. It's 26 letters in the alphabet, baby. You can't skip a B. We're looking for shortcuts. No, there's no shortcuts in God's kingdom. No, baby, we got to go through the process. We have to go through the process. Why? Because as we're going through the process, God is building character in us to help us to qualify for the promotion. Huh? That's why Saul, amen, lost his, because he wasn't processed. No, they just anointed him king all in one night. One night, anointed him king. No, he hadn't gone through nothing. Lord, look at David. David was anointed three times because he went through the process. Beloved, this is really for something for us to meditate on as we enter into this new year. Because otherwise, a lot of us going to die with the dream in our hearts. Talking about what, oh, one day, yeah, I'm a coulda, woulda, shoulda, yeah, this is what I want to do. Yeah, I want to start this. And yeah, I want to start a daycare center, and I want to start this. And and guess what? If we don't start the moving forward on a plan of execution on your dying bed. On your dying bed, because everybody going to get a day to lay on their dying bed. And you'll be sitting, laying there whispering, well, I had plans of starting a daycare center when I was living. See? You want to go out like that? You want to go out talking about what you could have did, what you should have did, what God was leading you to do, but you didn't do it because you was praying? I just want to pray one more prayer. No, you was using that as an excuse. You try to tell, you want to go out on this life because you're going out, glory be to God, talking about what you could have did, should have did, what you think God was calling you to do, but you allow fear to stop you. But you didn't do it because you couldn't figure how to get out the wilderness. The Holy Spirit was trying to lead you out the wilderness every cotton-picking day. Isaiah 32:8 says, I will instruct thee, I will lead thee, I will guide thee in the way that thou should go, and particularly in your due season. Beloved, this is our winning season. As I was meditating last night, glory be to God, hallelujah, and I got my little acronym for 20 and 24, amen, it's time to roar, amen, hallelujah, as we soar through the open doors. They all sound good, and it's all true, but not unless you take the next step. The old generation had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years and died in the wilderness. They died with the dream of the new land. Oh, they was going to the promised land, but all they did was dream about it. They didn't get there because they were disobedient. They didn't get there because they didn't have a faith. They didn't get there because all they wanted to do was sit around and pray about something instead of being about something. Talking about something instead of doing something. Not with the dream in their hearts. I've come to encourage you today, beloved. Don't die with the dream in your heart. Don't die with the dream in your heart. Miles Monroe, the late my brother Miles Monroe, Dr. Miles Monroe, a great, great man of God. Went on to be with the Lord years ago, him and his wife. Glory be to God that they boarded that airplane. And the rumor is, I don't know if it's true or not, but people that know him and was close to him, they claim that God told him not to catch the airplane. This is his family and friends, amen, that talked to him, but he caught it anyway. Because, you know, some of us feel like wherever we go, God's going to protect us, even if we're in the wrong place. Wrong. He said this. He said he would do a lot of eulogies. People die, and he would do the eulogy. They would go to the graveyard. They would bury the people. He said while he's at the graveyard, he'd look at the tombstone, and he'd just walk around. You know, some people put pictures on the tombstone and all that, and they got the year the person was born and the year the person died, and then they had the little dash in between. Well, the little dash in between the year you was born and the year you died represents your life. That's how short and brief our life is. He said, but the sad part about that is not the fact that the people died young. Or that the people died old, or the people died period. He said the sad part is that all these people are here in the graveyard, and they died, and they took the dream with them. The dream died with them. They never saw the promised land. They never even got close to what they could have had. They never even got close to what God was trying to give them. That's what happened here, beloved, in the wilderness. Those that died in the wilderness didn't even get close to the land that God had already given them. Now, I'm just about finished. I just want you to just stop for a minute. Just stop for a minute and let this register. God had already given them the land before they left Egypt. The land was already theirs. It was an 11-day journey of faith, amen, to get there. They didn't get there in 11 days. They got there in 40 years. It took 40 years, and some of them didn't get there because they got tired and they got old. You got to remember that. You still getting old every day. So they died in the wilderness with the promise in their heart, with the dream in their heart. Beloved, don't go out like that. They left Egypt behind, but they never knew the promised land. Some of us have left our past behind. Oh, I'll do that no more. Okay, good. Praise the Lord. All right. Yeah, I'm laying aside every weight. I'm laying aside the sin that keep tripping me up. I don't do that no more. Okay, good. Praise the Lord. All right. You left all that behind. Yeah, that's all in the old year. This a new year. It's a new day. I don't do that no more. Okay, we applaud you. Good job. Good job. The Israelites did the same thing. They got out of Egypt. When God made that final, so on that 10th plague, they was out. They took as much as they could take, and they was gone. We applaud them. They left. But they never entered the promised land. Some of you have left your past, but you still haven't entered your promised land, and you're not even in the right direction. You're going east when you should be going west. You're going south when you should be going north. You left your past, but you still haven't entered the promised land because you refuse to bust a move. The Lord says, get up, glory be to God, and bust a move. Get it together. What did I put in your heart? What is it? Then lay your blueprint out. Lay your blueprint out. Lay this thing out as far as you can take it. Present this thing to me, and I'm going to show you what's next. I'm going to take you from A to B, not from A to Z. And when your faith has taken you to A to B, because without faith it's impossible to please me, then I'm going to show you step C. Then I'm going to take you to D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, and N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, and a Y, and a Z. And God can do that, amen, in a day, or God can do it in a year, or 5 years. Don't make no difference. God is the one that's doing it. But what are you doing? You walking it out. You walking it out. Everybody got a story. Oh, baby, you're not going to experience victory without a story. There's always a story behind our praise. Anybody you talk to that have accomplished anything in life, baby, they went through something. They got something to tell you. You can learn. Why do you think people pay so much for the books and pay so much to get them to interview them on a talk show and all that? Baby, you can get something out of their conversation and out of their testimony. They paid a price. There's a price for the anointing, baby. Huh? Glory be to God. They never knew the promised land, died in the wilderness with the dream in their hearts, even though God had already given it to them. Why don't God just give it to me? Why don't you go and get it? I'm just waiting for my breakthrough. I'm just waiting for this. Why don't you go and move out in faith as the Spirit is leading you and make some things happen? It's time to fly into the stratosphere, beloved. God said his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He didn't say we couldn't have them. He said we just got to come up high and get it. No, we want God to come down here low. God, just come on down. Come on. My door's open. Come on. Have a seat in my living room. God said, no, no, no. I ain't have no seat in your living room. Why don't you just come on here in my presence? Why don't you come over here in my presence? Ah, my God. Sookie, sookie, sookie. Beloved, then we see here on the east bank of the Jordan River, and I'm finished here. Maybe we'll pick up tomorrow if the Lord's leading. Now, I want you to check this out now. I want you to check this out. On the east bank of the Jordan River, Moses prepared the sons and the daughters of that faithless generation to possess the land. The parents didn't get it. Because they ain't had no faith. They was too fickle. They didn't get the blessing that belonged to them, but their children got it. Ah, come on now. Thank God for Brother Moses. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. Pray for your children. You know why you need to pray for your children? Because they're going to enjoy the blessing that should have been yours. They're going to be spending the money that should have been yours to spend. They're going to live the lifestyle that could have been yours. Your children going to get it. Your children going to possess the gates. Not that God didn't want you to have it. God was trying to get it to you, but he couldn't get you to move. So here the children of the faithless generation went into the promised land. You see, God's blessings are from generation to generation, from everlasting to everlasting. Hey, glory be to God. Thank God for his grace and his mercies. He said, you didn't have enough faith to get it, but I'm going to give it to your baby. Come on, somebody, give God some praise on that. I'm going to give it to your grandchildren. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because this generation is not afraid. They ain't scared. They ain't making no excuses. They, as a matter of fact, they moving so fast, they getting in trouble. Some of them need to slow down. The Lord said, you've been here long enough. It's time to move out of your zip code. The next step to the land that I have already prepared for you. He said, I'm giving you houses that you did not build. Ooh, my God. Living large and with no mortgage. Ah, my God. Really, my God. Woo, make you want to shout and dance. I'm giving you wells you didn't build. Come on now. I'm giving you groceries and you didn't have to go out into your garden and work for it. Come on, somebody. You didn't have to make a trip to the grocery store. You didn't have to worry where the money was coming from. Amen. Hallelujah. Clothes in your wardrobe. Amen. In your closet. Amen. Hallelujah. Clothes that you didn't have to pay for. Come on now. Cars you didn't have to drive. And businesses. Amen. You ain't have to worry about nothing. You just walked right into the blessing. That's the type of life that God wants us to live. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he adds no sorrow to it. When we keep moving in faith, when we bust some move, how you going to get there? Hallelujah. We just going to keep walking with the Lord. We going to keep walking with the Lord. We keep walking with the Lord. How you going to get there? We going to keep walking with the Lord. How you going to do this? How you going to start a college? Pastor Bradford, how y'all going to do that? We're going to keep walking with the Lord. You can see how much money this costs with your engineers and this and that. We're going to keep walking with the Lord. We're going to bust a move. We're going to bust a move. Faith acts like a thing is so, even though it's not so, that it'll be so because God said so. We're going to bust a move. You've been here long enough. It's time to move forward. It's a time to stop and it's a time to go. Woo! He said, you've been here long enough. It's time to bust a move. Beloved, what about you? What about you in this new year? Are you ready? Oh, thank God for this year. Okay, thank God for the year. But now, are you ready for it? Are you ready or not? I'm talking to those who are real today. I'm not talking about the ones that's chucking and jiving and just talking and all this rhetoric and just want to be heard. No, I'm talking to the real people today. Are you ready or not? See, because faith is an action word. And when you ready, you ain't got to say another word. They just see you coming. And wonder where you came from. When they entered into that promised land, they didn't see the children of Israel coming. Didn't know where they came from. They was on the way to that promised land 40 years prior, but they finally came. What about you? What about you?
The Lord is saying you've been here long enough. Some of you have been stagnant long enough. That them same old prayers. It's time to put some fire behind those prayers. Glory be to God. The same old. Let me tell you something, beloved. If you keep doing things the way you're doing things, you're going to keep on getting the same results. It is called insanity. If you want something different, you have to do something different that you might be something different. And this is why, beloved, very few people in life, amen, go above the status quo. Then they want to sit around and mesmerize and envy other people's success in anything they do. It just not just in the business world, beloved, even in ministry. Oh, they opened the church. Oh, they did this. Oh, they did that. Huh? What? Because they bust a move. They came out of their comfort zone. See, the law of gravity is trying to keep you down, amen, to a certain place. And we get comfortable there because that's where everybody else at. That's where the crowd is. Well, the Bible says, amen, broad is the crowd, the way that leadeth to hell and destruction. You don't want to be where the crowd is. You got to dare to be different. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. And not only that, beloved, God, everything is going to start falling in place. Everything is going to start falling in place. You just got to take that next move and then take the next move. It's like going from the bottom of the steps to the top of the steps. You get there one step at a time. And some of us that are older now, we don't skip up the steps like we used to. We got to put the left foot up. Then we put the right foot up. Then we put the left foot up and we put the right foot up. Huh? But guess what? We're still on the way up. Because we're taking the next step. God is calling you somewhere. It ain't coming to you. Mm-mm. A lot of millions. I was looking at a report. Millions and millions of people are very, very disappointed. What was it like? Almost $1 billion Powerball. Amen. If somebody won on the other day, amen, yesterday, amen. And beloved, that's how we are in our spiritual walk. We just want to sit down and wait in our laps like that. He gonna give it to you, but he ain't giving it to you like that. You have to work your faith to get what you're believing in. And once you move into that stratosphere, everything just comes. It just falls in place. It just falls in place. One thing after another. One appointment after another. I had a conversation yesterday with somebody who's going to be very instrumental in our ministry. The Lord just gave us this man, glory be to God, a man of clout, a man of influence, talking to me, little me, yesterday. About traveling. I couldn't believe my ears because I knew that, you know what I mean, that the Lord had already given me a glimpse, but I didn't know how God was going to do it. I didn't know how to, you know, and talking about traveling. I think he said they only home like about one weekend out of a month, but whatever. But, you know, doing ministry. The different colleges and different schools and different churches, apostolic work. I couldn't believe my ears. I don't even think I still, as he said, why she ain't saying nothing? I was just, the Bible says this, when God, in Psalms 126:1, that when God finally answered the prayer, we thought we was dreaming. Why? Because you took a step. Because we took a step. I contacted this individual because the Lord was moving on us to start a university. And I knew that he was, you know, that's what he did. I didn't reach
I didn't connect with him for that reason. I was just saying, could you just talk to me for a minute to make sure I cross my T's and dot my I's. We want to make sure that everything is good and we are an accredited college. Well, this was a few months ago. Then the Lord brought me back to him. And while we're talking and going through all the details, amen, and the legalities for the college, then one conversation led to another conversation. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And that's how God does it. The next thing you know, you're on an airplane to go to a different city to do a word, amen, and this happened and that happened and that happened. Next thing you know, everybody know your name. The whole world know you. Why? Because all you did was take a step of faith. All you did was stop talking about it to be about it. The Lord said, you've been here long enough, saints. The old year is gone. The old year is gone. Hey, I'm going to do this this year. I'm going to do this this year. The Lord said, no, you ain't going to do it this year. He wants you to do it now. Put your plans on paper. Glory be to God. Go ahead and do the thing God told you to do. Stop making excuses. Stop putting off for tomorrow what God has done. Start taking a step forward. How did they get, I'm really finished. How did they get out of the wilderness into the promised land? Well, God didn't send a jet in there to pick nobody up. He didn't send a boat or an Uber. They got out of there one step at a time. One step at a time. They didn't wake up the next morning and found out that they was in the promised land. No, they had to walk it out. Somebody say, work your faith. Work your faith. Faith works when you work it. Work your faith. One step at a time. 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 Amen. He did not bring us out this far to take us back again. But he brought us out to take us into the promised land. He did not bring us out this far to take us back again. But he brought us out to take us into the promised land. Although the giants will be there, we will not be afraid. Although the giants will be there, we will not be afraid, for he brought us out to take us into the promised land. Beloved, do you want this is the question I want you to ask yourself today. You ain't got to ask to nobody but you. Question is, do you want to go? I'm not looking for an answer because I got to answer the same question. Do you want to go? And if your answer is yes, beloved, I come to tell you there's only one way to get there. You have to keep stepping. Take the next step. Then God's going to show you the next step and the next step and the next step. Time is up. Time for you to take the next step towards obedience, towards the leading of the Spirit. God will always confirm his word. Glory be to God. The leading of the Spirit. What is it God is telling you to do that you keep making an excuse not to do it? Making an excuse. Praying one more prayer. Well, does that mean pray one more prayer? Pray one more prayer. Pray one more. God said, no. Keep praying, but pray as you go. In Jesus' name. Amen. And to God be praised. Father, we thank you for this word on today. Father, forgive us for being slothful. Forgive us. Forgive us for making excuses. Forgive us for living beneath our privileges. But Father God, you're so good that even while we was in our disobedience, if we just say yes to you, you'll make all that turn around for our good. And you will blend all that into our purposes. And God, we say thank you. Even for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father. We basically been doing things about the same way for the last
13 years. You said it's even time for a change. It's something different right here. God, we say yes. We say yes. And we give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. All right, all right, all right, all right. Amen. We will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, Bible study. Amen. It's not tonight. We're not having Bible study tonight. We're going to come back on Wednesday, but we're going to upgrade our Bible study. We're going to upgrade and do something different. Amen. So everybody will be informed. Amen. We will be having 3 days of fasting on this year, on this month. We will give you the 3 days as soon as the Lord confirms it with me. We're not going to do the 21 days fasting this year. If you want to fast for 21 days, go ahead and fast. If you want to fast for 7 days, go ahead and fast. As far as the corporate level, the instructions of the Lord is 3 days, 3 full days. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. And we thank you and we bless you. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. Thank you, Father. No more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain. Thank you, Lord. Bless the prayer warrior and the intercessors as they come to serve at the altar today, Father. And we say thank you for this and for everything. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you. Amen. Have a good day. Amen. Glory be to God. Meditate on the word today. Matter what was God telling you to do last year and the year before that that you still ain't haven't done yet? Because you got to go back and do the last thing he told you to do before he'll give you another set of instructions. What is it that God's been telling you to do that you haven't done? Amen. Take the next step and watch God take two. God bless you.
You called my name and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't wanna fit you in my time. Thought life without you I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say. Lord, I'll go. If you need me, Lord, I'm sure to follow. Just say so and don't go. The road ahead may be long, dark, and narrow. Sometimes when I feel I'm not worthy to do the will that you have called me, but this blessed